No, turning our attention to something completely different. Last year, JJ O'Shea, Radio Kerry presenter of The Music Tree, was commissioned by the trustees of Muckross House to compose a piece of music to celebrate the 60th anniversary of Muckross House opening its doors to the public. And with me in our studio in Killarney to talk about this, I've got Patricia O'Hare, who's Research and Education Officer with the trustees of Muckross House, and of course JJ himself. Good morning to both of you and thanks for coming in. Tell me, first of all, Patricia, about the idea behind this from the trustees' point of view.
Well, really, we wanted something to celebrate the 60th anniversary of the opening of the house. And the library was thinking of the future. So we really wanted to have a legacy project, I suppose you could call it, kind of a footprint project, another term we used, which would, you know, mark the occasion, but which would be there decades from now as well. So we decided to have a conversation with JJ, and ideas were going back and forth. And it was really JJ that suggested some kind of a musical project. And so the trustees rode behind the idea. And so the Muckross Suite is the work that came out of that idea.
And you had a celebration and a performance of it in June.
That's right.
But now we're going to talk about what's happening now. But JJ, tell me about, I suppose, what kind of inspiration you took or how you put it together, a piece of music.
Well, the idea behind it, Jerry, was to... The suite itself consists of five pieces. There's a central melody, and the melody goes through different settings and arrangements. The melody represents the house, I suppose, and the first time we hear it is just with a solo piano, and that's titled Mary Herbert's Piano, Mary Herbert being the family, do you know, behind Muckross House, was built by the Herbert family, and her piano actually is still on view in the house. So the first piece is titled Mary Herbert's Piano, and it's the melody is treated in a style to evoke what might be heard in the 19th century, in a 19th century drawing room in one of the big houses, that kind of music. And then the melody is changes into a jig. It turns into a jig. And that part, which I've titled Kitty in the Kitchen, is a celebration of the staff who run the house and who are central to the house. And, you know, in the history of the big houses, we're aware of the families, the Herberts, the Guinnesses, the Bourne Vincents. But, of course, it's the staff who keep the whole show on the road. Still today, you could say that that's the case.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So that second piece, Kitty in the Kitchen, is dedicated to the staff. The third piece is, and there's a number of instruments on that, tin whistle, fiddle, guitar, harp. Then we go to the solo harp piece arranged by Rydun Schlesinger. And I should say that all of the pieces, I composed the melody and the concept behind it, but I relied on Paul de Grey and Rydun Schlesinger to come up with the wonderful arrangements that they did of the melody. And Rydun arranged the melody in for a solo harp that I've titled Room with a View, and it's to evoke the view that you see from the library window in Muckross House, which has to be one of the most
spectacular.
Yeah. Is the only word for it. It must be one of the best views in the whole of Ireland. Do you know, the lake, the mountains, the gardens. The next piece then, it turns into a jazz piece because the Bourne Vincent family, they gave the house to the public and the grounds in 1933. I'm looking for Patricia to nod that I've got the dates right. In 33, the Bourne Vincents handed over the whole estate to the public and to the state. And that piece is titled An American in Killarney, a little nod to Gershwin's An American in Paris.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It's in a jazz style because the 30s is sort of considered the jazz
that era.
About, the jazz age.
Yeah.
And then finally, the last piece, the melody turns into a kind of given a 60s treatment with Illan pipes and guitars, electric guitars, the harp comes back in and the fiddle, but it evokes a kind of, and drums, it evokes a kind of a 60s style thing, and that's called Open Doors, because in 1964, Muckross House...
The doors are open, and we've the amazing story ever since then. Okay, stay with me. We're going to hear a little bit of the Mokra Suite now. Have a listen to this. There you go. That's a little bit of a musical journey through the suite put together by J.J. O'Shea and a number of musicians, you said. Now, Patricia, you're now, this was performed at Mokra's House, at a concert in Mokra's House in June, and you're putting it together now. A CD has been issued, and all proceeds for the sales of it are going to the Kerry Cancer Support Group, the transport services, cancer bus.
That's correct. The Mokra Suite was premiered on the 14th of June, again another anniversary this year, and we decided then that it might be a good idea to put together a CD of the suite and try to raise some funds for Kerry Cancer Support Group HealthLink Transport Services in the run-up to Christmas. It's the history of Mokras, if you like, told through music, and we thought it would be a nice Christmas memento.
Yeah. Beautiful gift for people, and celebrates that milestone, because it really is the 60th. Like, the celebrations this year have been brilliant, including that those events in June.
That's correct, yeah. So we have the CD on sale in the Mokras Craft Shop at Mokras for $9.99. So all the proceeds in the run-up to Christmas will go to the charity, and we'd greatly appreciate everybody's support.
Okay, JJ, did you think when you started this should be on sale?
I didn't know. It sort of grew legs of its own, yeah.
Yeah, very important though to like that musical element was brought in with all the history, with the physical grounds, the gardens, all that story, the tourism now, that there was a strong musical element to it.
Well,
to tell the story.
Yeah. And the whole project has been fun. It's been great fun to do. Do you know, and working with the musicians, absolutely.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, listen, guys, thanks so much for coming in. The CD on sale now, and thanks for telling the story.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jerry.
Brilliant stuff. JJ O'Shea there, presenter of the Music Tree on Radio Kerry. Patricia O'Hare, Research and Education Officer with the Trustees of Mokras House. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us on the programme.